You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. Building improvements are on the horizon for the Big Rapids Public School District. The school board last night approved several sinking fund improvement projects during its special meeting. Superintendent Tim Heist talks about what's going to be happening.
Replacing the roof over the high school auditorium, installing handrails in our high school auditorium, replacing some stair flooring in our high school, and then in our elementary school, replacing the gym / cafeteria floors and curtains in that space as well. Also, we'll be painting the walls in that space. And then in our middle school, we're going to be replacing the lockers.
The projects are expected to be completed before students return from summer break. Meanwhile, the school board also extended their congratulations to high school junior Aria Rao, who scored a perfect 36 on her ACT exam. The Michigan Health Endowment Fund has announced that more Medicaid recipients can qualify for subsidies to buy supplemental health insurance that covers their coinsurance and deductibles. The threshold will raise so residents at or below 225% of the poverty level will qualify. The existing cutoff is 150% of poverty. Big Rapids Parks is being recognized nationally for something special. Tim Burke has the story.
Big Rapids Park and Recreation Director Heather Bowman says the city is getting national attention for the handicap swing in Hemlock Park.
Yeah, the handicap swing is a hidden little treasure that people are starting to identify across the nation, which is really quite unique to put us on the map for that.
She says she's been contacted by municipalities from across the country wanting to know how it came about and if there are plans they could use to build their own handicap swings. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
Michigan's correctional facilities could face layoffs and low staffing levels. Corrections Director Heidi Washington criticized the Senate-approved plan to cut tens of millions of dollars from prison spending, saying that prisons would become unsafe. The city of Big Rapids is extending its paving project on Michigan Avenue. Tim Burke has the details.
A major repaving project in Big Rapids is being extended. The City Commission authorized a change in the city's local street paving project at Monday's meeting. Now, more of Michigan Avenue will be fixed than originally planned, says City Manager Mark Gifford.
It's going to go all the way from downtown to the university, the complete reconstruction. Previously, we were looking at two blocks just going to the library. Now we're going to be able to extend that.
Gifford also revealed that the city was denied an ICE grant for work along Ives Avenue, but he says the project is going forward anyway.
We're going to do from Oak to Magnolia. That's happening one way or the other. If we would have got the ICE grant, we would have went all the way from Oak Street all the way around to State Street.
Gifford expects to find out why the grant was denied and reapply next year. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.